Josh Jacobs. I know that I'm kind of a broken record talking about Josh Jacobs, man, but they're running the ball. They're committed to running the ball. You know, when you watch those games, you're not really overwhelmed by anything Derek Carr is doing. You just continue to see Josh Jacobs make big plays, and I love it. And they're winning games that they're supposed to win. Like, the Denver Broncos aren't good. They don't have to apologize for, you know, the schedule that they've played. They don't have to apologize for the schedule that's ahead of them. They're playing good football right now, and I enjoy watching them each week.
Yeah, and remember last year when they had a chance to beat the Broncos in the final week, they, you know, slopped their way to a loss against a Broncos are still a bad team, and they've got a bad quarterback. Looking ahead real quick for a second, because I want to get to the Niners, are you surprised that the Chiefs and Raiders number opened at 7? It's now 6.5 with the Chiefs favored on the road. Raiders beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, but they're not. They did. And, you know, the only interception Patrick Mahomes threw the entire year was against the Raiders. So the Chiefs are still really, really, really good. Is it disrespect? I probably, but the Chiefs are still really good. Yeah, they got them the first time. Like, do you think they're going to do it again? I mean, I don't know. I like the Raiders, and I like what the Raiders are doing. But, yeah, I'm not in on them beating the Chiefs a second time this year.
I mean, when we look, we talk about the offense and Josh Jacobs and what he's done. Defensively, the improvements that they seem to have made, are you buying into this at all? Or is this, hey, they played Cleveland, Denver with Drew Lock was not accurate. Where are you on the defense?
No, they don't have to apologize. No, I'm fine. I'm fine with the defense. They don't have to apologize for the schedule that they played. I think when you look at teams, I feel like when you look at teams around the league with marginally good records, you kind of wind up with the same thing. Well, they haven't played a difficult schedule. I don't know that there's a difficult schedule out there. There are a lot of teams in the league this year that are really freaking bad. And the Raiders aren't one of those teams. They're winning games that they're supposed to be in. Hey, you know, Drew, if they can force Drew Lock into making mistakes, great. Like, they forced Patrick Mahomes into making the only mistake he's made all year the last time they played. If they can force him to do more next week, maybe they walk away with the second win over Kansas City. But I think the defense has been good. There's nothing, and that's the weird thing about the Raiders, at least for me, there's nothing like eye-popping about them. You know what I mean? Like, you have the Raiders and the Cardinals with the exact same record, but everybody is talking about Kyler Murray and everybody is talking about DeAndre Hopkins. They've got the same record. You can look around the league and you could talk about, you know, Jalen Ramsey and Sean McVay and Los Angeles. They've got the same record as Las Vegas. With the Raiders, it's just they go out there, they get the job done, they do it running the ball, they get a couple of takeaways here and there. Fine defense, maybe not stellar. Like, they just kind of go out there and win games, and I feel like they're flying under the radar a little bit. Not for us out here, certainly not for you out there, but in the national scope of the NFL, I feel like the Raiders are just quietly moving along, which is amazing considering what a darling their head coach is with the media.
For the audience, we'll have some John Gruden later on. There's a little tit for tat back and forth with one Andy Reid of the Chiefs. All right, Niners. I mean, that was not good. They get out to a good start, and then things come unraveled. And the special teams, really?
Yeah, we had been begging for, going into this game, you've got to play nearly perfect. But the 49ers, one thing that they haven't had, they hadn't had a big special teams play all year. They've gotten very little. I mean, Fred Warner has had some moments on the defensive end. Fred Warner has played really well. And the defense, for the most part, has played really well. I thought they played great yesterday, but they didn't have that game-swinging moment. When they got that muff punt, they finally got that special teams turnover, I thought, oh, wow. They had a 7.5-minute drive. They were able to quiet things down. They were able to shut Drew Brees down on his first two drives. Now they've got the opportunity to get seven more and go up 14-0. They wound up only getting three out of it, but it was like, okay, you got something that you desperately needed. Apparently they felt that they had to give them those special teams turnovers back because we saw them make multiple mistakes after that. That's not even counting everything that Nick Mullins did wrong in the game yesterday. And I think there's no hyperbole in this whatsoever. The game was over on 4th and 1 when Kyle Shanahan went to Jerick McKinnon on like a run pass option with freaking Nick Mullins to McKinnon, and it failed miserably. There were 1:55 left in the half. Took 35 seconds for Drew Brees to lead the Saints down to score. I actually wondered after they scored that touchdown, if Sean Payton was going to work the clock, get the ball back, and score again before halftime. But that wound up not happening. That was when the Saints took their first lead of the game. And I knew then, and I think 49ers fans knew then, even though the defense continued to fight, the game was over on that fourth and one call.